Welcome to Shomar Shov on the Daf, show sponsored by Nishmas Am Yaakov Shom Le'ah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Samaches. The Gemara, throughout the majority of the Daf, speaks about the story of Shlomo HaMelech, and how he captured Ashmedai, the king of the Shadim, and how he got through him the Shomer. The Maharal has a very long arichus in the Chiddush HaGadol to explain this Gemara. And we're not going to have the time and the capacity here to go through everything that he says in the sugya. But there is one point that he's emphasizing in the beginning and in the end. And he says, this entire story with Shlomo HaMelech and Ashmedai, you cannot understand a peep shot. You think it's so easy to go and trick a shade from drinking water to drink wine? And that's how Shlomo HaMelech tricked him to get him? We're talking here about the essence of who Shlomo HaMelech represents. And what does it mean, Shadim? And he explains as a general understanding. Shadim are creatures that are half artsy, they half belong here in the world, and they have to belong to the world above. As we know, the Gemara tells us the Shadim are half human and half malachim. Shlomo HaMelech has the name Shlomo. Shlomo is the name used for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaMelech Shalom Shalom. Shlomo HaMelech represents the Malchus Hashem in the world and its extreme and its fullest. As we know, the highest level that Am Yisrael got in this world to the Malchus, which is closest to what we'll have in Melech HaMashiach, is Shlomo HaMelech. It's the perfection of the Malchus in this world. And that's what's brought down. The Gemara says clearly that Shlomo HaMelech was Moshe on the Elyonim HaTechtonim. The Shlomo HaMelech's power was to be also not only to control what's going on in this world, but it's to control what's going on in the world above. And that is the reason he had the koyach on the Shadim. The Shadim that are half here and half there were able to control Dafka by Shlomo HaMelech. And he goes on to explain that the Shamir that we're using, Shamir is also a spiritual thing that doesn't belong to this world. It's something beyond the physics of this world. And therefore the only one who holds on to it is the Shadim. And the idea that Shlomo HaMelech is able to capture and bring it is the ability of Shlomo HaMelech to be also in the Yonim, also in the Tachtonim. And this leads us to the end of the sugya, because the end of the story, the Gemara brings the discussion of Shlomo HaMelech was a Melech Vehedjot, did he lose his kingdom? Or was he a Melech Vehedjot Vemelech, did he go back to his kingdom? So the Maharsha understands the Pipshat, that really there's a tzad that Shlomo HaMelech was not a king. And the Maharsha points out that L'chor doesn't fit. If you look at the Psukim in Nach, L'chor doesn't work. Shlomo HaMelech was a king till the day he died. And then the kingdom went to his son. What does it mean? How can he say that Shlomo HaMelech was a Melech Vehedjot? And the Maharsha over here really points out that it doesn't fit so much. It's a little doichak. And he sends us here to his Piyush in Sanhedrin. With there, he brings the question. We have, what about the pasuk that says that Shlomo HaMelech had shishim giborim soviv loy? As the Gemara brings in the end of the sugya. What about these 60 giborim? So you have to say that he wasn't a king, but he had 60 giborim controlling him. So the Maharsha himself says with the kushya. The Maharsha over here in the sugya says that what it means that Shlomo HaMelech was a melech, the hedjot, according to that shita, means of course he was a king to the end of his life. But he lost that control to have Elyonim v'Tachtonim. He wasn't anymore in that level of Malchus, that he not only was a king down here, but he was a king up there. And that's what the Maharal says at the end of the sugya as well. Because the shaila is that he still have that Gdusha of the Malchus, was that still by Shlomo HaMelech at the end. And that's also the Binyan Yoda explains it, that they were talking about the Gewaltigkeit, the awesomeness of the Mile of Shlomo HaMelech. And this is what the Sugi speaks about. That's where the Sugi ends, that then Mile stay with Shlomo HaMelech afterwards. And once again, the Maharal, when he ends the entire Sugi, he says, you should know that this whole Maimer is Sikhli. It's a conceptual idea. Because they're not talking about that the Maimer doesn't mean the way it is. Talk about the Mile Gdoyla of Shlomo HaMelech. Just to conclude with a beautiful word that I saw, that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, the Gemara says, brought down Shulchan Aruch, the prisoner should bring to his table Kseudas Shlomo B'Shaitoi. We want to bring that the Kseudas of Shlomo B'Shaitoi means in his highest level of Shlomo HaMelech. Why? It says we want to say that we hold that Shlomo was Melech V'Hedjot V'Melech, meaning he went back to his original state. Because there is a reference to Am Yisrael. The Am Yisrael was at a great Milo. That he lost everything by going to Golos. but we're going to go back to the original state like Shlomo HaMelech was able to go back. And that's what we reference at Dafka regarding Halachas of Tisha B'Av. When Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we have Kesudah Shlomo B'Shaitoi, meaning the way it was, because that's what we're going back to. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.